What is up, everybody? This is David Kesey, best-selling author of the book Find a Way, and today's topic is Lift Big, Eat Big.
You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough?
You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, made 100 grand in 2 months by the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
So here's the thing. As I enter into my 40s, my body will not let me work out as hard as I used to. I have been going through this pattern of working out really hard the way I used to, right? Doing deadlifts and clean and jerks and all these different things. And I would work out for about 2 days in a row and then I would tank. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but then your body hurts so darn bad that you can't continue working out. And I would have this story like, oh, you're not being disciplined. And I'd be hard on myself. But the truth is, as I did the research and I spoke with multiple doctors, they're like, dude, you, as you enter into your 40s, it's a different game. You can't continue to do that. But I'm a little bit hard-headed. I was like, you know what? No, I can do it. And so I would always try to basically do this thing where I'd have this major league diet with a major league workout. But now it's like I have this minor league workout with a major league diet. And I continue to play this pattern. I'd go hard for 2 days and then my body would just be out and I wouldn't be able to recover. This is the result of me basically taking my entire childhood all the way up to 30 years old, beating the crap out of my body every single day, every single day, every single day. And I even had people telling me, you know, you're going too hard. You go way too hard too often. You're going to really regret that later. I'm like, nah, my body feels fine. And I held on to this story of, well, I'm a former pro athlete, so I can work out and just burn it off and I'll eat whatever I want. I'll lift big, I'll eat big, and it'll be fine. And it took a long time for me to say, wait a minute, this just doesn't work. Like I'm trying to get fit. I'm trying to do my thing. And I just started to have this struggle over and over and over. And what I realized was this, the struggle I had was not that I'm not disciplined. I'm one of the most disciplined people that you'll ever meet. It's not that I'm not disciplined. I'm actually obsessed. You know, anybody that's obsessed, when I get into a groove, I'm obsessed. I'm ridiculously disciplined. It wasn't that I wasn't disciplined. My joints literally were malfunctioning. I was literally pulling muscles and tearing muscles. Like it wasn't like, oh, you're sore. Quit being a little bitch. Get back on the bench like that. It wasn't that kind of thing. It was, I can't, like I'm injuring myself. And if you haven't listened to that podcast, go back and listen to the difference of being hurt or being injured. Being hurt, you're sore. It hurts, but you got to push through it anyway. Injured is you need to take a break. And that's where I was getting over and over and over again until I realized that there was this thing going on. There's an identity of me that I was holding on to. And that identity and that story that I was holding on to did not allow me to get fit. It literally would stop me. I would just have this pattern over and over and over. And I would start trying to treat the symptoms rather than the cause. The symptoms mean, well, you just, maybe it's a pre-workout that you need to take. Well, maybe you just need to load up on creatine. Well, maybe you need to go get some, testosterone therapy. Maybe it's this, maybe this. And I'm treating all these things. Why? To avoid eating right. To avoid saying, hey, jackass, really what you need to do is you need to stop shoveling face like you're a jerk and eating whatever you want at any time. And I had to address this new identity of David eats healthy, whether that be keto, whether that be paleo, whatever diet that is. The story was stopping me of, look, there is no getting around it. You're going to have to eat less calories. You're going to have to eat healthy. You cannot eat the way that you used to eat if you want those goals, right? Can I do that? Of course I can. But I'm not gonna be able to get down to the body fat that I want. I'm not gonna be able to feel good the way that I want. I'm not gonna be able to feel fit and vital and all those things that I want. And so ultimately, what I had to do was I had to surrender to this old version. I had to surrender the old version of myself to become what I knew I could be. You know, so many times we have this idea of what we could be. And there's where we are, and there's this gap, and we can't seem to cross that gap because we're stuck and we won't let go of an old version of ourselves that doesn't serve us anymore. Like, let me say that again. There's a version of you that is possible that would, I don't know what it is, some part in your life that would make more money, that would be more fit, that would be a better partner, that would be happier, that would be more fulfilled, that would be life on fire, whatever that is. And yet you can't step into it because you're holding on for dear life and fighting tooth and nail to hold on to some old version of you in some form. And what I realized was I had to let go of that. I had to surrender to that. You see, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this happens. This happens in every area of our life. It happens in our business. It happens in our fitness. It happens in our relationship and our connection with God, where we get stuck and we all of a sudden can't move forward to the next level. Many, many, many times it's because we are holding on to an old version or an old story or an old identity of what we think we are. And this actual, I mean, this is what I'm talking about here. This is an actual identity shift. It's not eat big, lift big for me. It's eat right, work out right. That the whole story changed, the whole approach changed. And if you haven't read the book, Find a Way, go check it out at findawaybook.com. But in that book, I talk about that your approach trumps mechanics. Your approach, meaning who you're being when you show up, trumps mechanics. The approach of eat big, lift big makes me malfunction now. It used to serve me at a high level. I used to be shredded and really buff and like 195 and 8% body fat. And now I'm not. I'm like 167, probably around 10% body fat. And I want to get lower. And that eat big, lift big does not serve me. It will make me malfunction. The approach of eat right, lift right serves me much, much better. And now I'm starting to get the results and the weight is going where I want it to go. And my body feels good on a daily basis. So my question for you is this. Break out your journal, break out your notes on your phone or your computer and ask yourself this. What part of you do you need to let go so that you can step into the possibility of who you could be? What part of you do you need to let go so that you can step into the possibility of what you know you could be? And then here's the thing. Start to really work on that. Start to notice that and start to tell yourself a different story. And that, my friend, a lot of times you can do with a question. If you haven't heard some of the podcasts in the past, you can do that. There's a million ways you can do it. But I actually want to leave this open for you and create the frame for you and create the space for you to answer that yourself. And if you haven't already, add me on social media, come say hi, maybe stop by the website and let me know how this is resonating with you. Let me know what's the old story for you that you've been holding on to, that if you let go, you could actually go to that next level. You would see yourself in a different way that would be more effective, okay? That's what I've got for you today. If you haven't got it already, go to findawaybook.com and go check out that book, findawaybook.com. And until I see you next time, my friend, go out there relentlessly every single day of your life and ruthlessly go find a way to win.